This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Statewide student assessment performance has remained stagnant in the last two school years, showing a 41% reading proficiency rate across grades 3 through 8. Brandywine School District reading specialist Jenna Deleterio helps Talley Middle School students become confident readers who find connection through storytelling. She's also Delaware's 2026 Teacher of the Year, an honor announced earlier this week. Delaware Public Media's Abigail Lee sat down with Deleterio to talk about being named Teacher of the Year and why it's important to get students away from instant gratification and back to books.
So the majority of my career was in elementary education as a special education teacher. I co-taught for many years in fifth grade, third grade, second grade, fourth grade, kind of all around. And about 5 years ago, I was curious about the structure of middle school. I wasn't as familiar with the schedule. I decided to move to Talley. And I taught 7th and 8th grade. I was still a special education teacher at that time. I co-taught 7th and 8th grade English language arts. And of course, we were still kind of moving out of COVID and just adjusting to being back at that time. But one of my biggest notices was this change in reading support from elementary to middle school. And so I wondered if instead of sticking to co-teaching where my influence was kind of limited to those classes, that perhaps, you know, I could move into a role that would support the whole school. And so serendipitously, the reading specialist was moving out of her position. And so I was able to be appointed into that position for the following year. So this is my fourth year doing that. And so in middle school, the reading specialist role is its own class. And so I do have five classes that I teach of intervention. They're, you know, smaller group classes, but I also support the whole school in terms of screening processes and looking at data to determine if students need some kind of a reading support outside of the classroom or what's happening within the classroom at that kind of tier one level. So just having those ongoing conversations with relevant staff members to make sure that we're serving all kids and that everyone's getting what they need for literacy.
Especially since you said that in middle school, this position turned into its own class as opposed to co-teaching. Can you talk a little bit about why it's important that reading have its own class for students who might be struggling in that department and why it's important to zoom in and really focus on reading skills?
Really, the strongest place that students are getting their academics is in the tier one general education classroom. So it's in, you know, their typical ELA class, their math class, science, social studies. So we don't want to pull them out of that. The one thing that they might not have as many elective options. However, that tends to be manageable. So I'm able to work with students in an intimate setting where I can figure out what the need is, whether it's fluency and comprehension, whether it's vocabulary and comprehension, or in some cases, it is still decoding. It is, you know, breaking up longer words. That's hard to do in a larger middle school setting when students are expected to read to learn.
How do you navigate a situation where you're working with a small group of students that are still learning to read?
It's hard, but I think the worst thing we can do is decrease our expectations and to provide children with text that is, you know, lower level or something. You know, we can provide the support so that they can access the grade level text. And that's what we need to do. So yes, it's challenging. There are students who are still, you know, learning to break down words, but we can start at the, you know, micro level. We can start at the sentence level and have the students break down certain words and then, you know, practice repeated reading of that particular sentence. And then we can kind of grow from there. So it's not that we're just putting the grade level text in front of the students and expecting them to read it silently on their own. You know, that's where the teacher comes in and has to provide those supports.
How does your work connect to the state's efforts to improve low state testing scores, particularly when it comes to English language arts?
There's been a shift in terms of, you know, the curriculum that we've utilized. So, you know, we want to provide that strong foundation at the elementary level. At the middle school level, we also want to make sure that we are, filling in those gaps, but continuing along the continuum of services for students and providing them with what they need at the secondary level as well. So I see my role as, a continuation of what's happening at the elementary level. And I also think that because of the change in curriculum, we haven't seen the students who have experienced the new instruction and how that has, kind of trickled down to the middle school level. But I'm anxious to see how that turns out.
I also know that the state just rolled out its early literacy plan. Can you talk a little bit about, your thoughts on that and what you hope to see from that plan?
Yeah, so honestly, I have not read through the plan, but I am going to assume that it involves the science of reading. I feel like there have been components of that within the Brandywine School District for a very long time. I will say that the RTI, so the response to intervention process at the elementary level, was very in place when I was there. Even just being at middle school, I have seen a decrease in the number of students who are coming to us with single syllable decoding needs. It tends to be more, the students are generally at the multisyllabic decoding and then moving into fluency and comprehension. So that's just an observation over the past couple of years that I've had as I work informing groups and looking at the data from the fifth grade teachers as we, plan for students in sixth grade. So I'm hopeful about that. I think we need to, continue looking at the needs of the students. I think we need to attend to the culture of reading and kind of those societal factors. It's very hard when students are used to kind of that dopamine hit that they're getting when if they're on devices frequently, or if reading is not part of a culture that they're used to. It's challenging, and so we have to make sure that those opportunities are there for our students. And it's almost like we're at a point, I think, in society where we have to kind of relearn how to be bored and how to embrace that and bring back storytelling and make sure we're modeling that for our children. So again, I have not read the literacy plan in depth, but I did have a conversation with Secretary Martin, and she was saying that's part of it, is just creating those environments of reading and enjoyment and connecting with the families and making sure that phonics is, of course, at a part of the early learning instruction.
Do you have any advice for either parents or kids who happen to be in the room if they're struggling to read or if they don't enjoy reading? Where do you go from there?
I think we need to get back to a place where we're using it for connection. We just had open house, and I told my middle school families, like, please keep reading to your kids. They still love read alouds. There are sophisticated picture books out there, and but just creating those opportunities where they see the enjoyment of a story and they see the connection that comes out of that. We have to create that, because a lot of times it is a challenge to try and convince kids that when there's not, flashy stuff in front of them, that they can still get something out of it.
I remember on the phone for years, my dad would say, "Pick a book. We're going to read a book." And so we read Little House on the Prairie and Island of the Blue Dolphins. So it serves this dual purpose of connection as well as literacy. Can you talk a little bit about that, the dual benefit there, and why you think that's important?
I think for several reasons, our students need to have positive experiences so that they're more willing to engage when, things get more challenging. And they also need to develop those listening comprehension skills and to be able to not have things so instantaneous or kind of presented to them in a very quick way. Sometimes comprehension or our learning takes time, and so to kind of sit in that discomfort and wait through a story, it's a skill that is important. And then, of course, the connection is going to kind of create that desire to continue to do it, and engage in it.
What do you hope to do now that you've won this title?
I am excited to talk about literacy and talk about the role. It's one piece, I think, of the larger puzzle. When we're looking at education, our children today are very different than our children from 10 years ago. And just being able to adapt with the times and meet the kids where they are. My kind of platform is slowing down and connecting. Sometimes the structure of the school day, 50 minutes, and then there's a bell, and then there's 50 minutes, and then they're going to the next class, and then, and we can kind of get lost in that. And I think that when we slow down and really focus on the present moment, and what's happening right in front of us, paying attention, giving our undivided attention to our kids, they're craving that. And that's where we notice the things, right? That's where we notice, okay, maybe they're not resisting reading because they're unable to. Maybe they're resisting it because they're upset about something, or the topic is triggering for them or something. That's when we can find that information and really address that need so that we can move forward.
Thanks to Talley Middle School Reading Specialist and Teacher of the Year, Jenna Deleterio, and our Abigail Lee for joining us on The Green this week. And stay with us. Contributor Eileen Dalabrida dives into where Delawareans are getting hit hardest by rising food prices and ways they're coping with those skyrocketing costs. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.